Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We had earlier this morning talked about creating affordable housing in the county and the city, and a lot of our smaller towns outside the Pittsburgh region in the collar counties, they call them, are trying to find ways to revitalize their towns. One of those is Jeanette, with a proud tradition, so they have put these sessions together to kind of set a template for revitalization. And program manager Christy Linden is with us. Welcome to KDK, Christy.
Thank you so much.
Jeanette. Well, you have some great restaurants there.
Boy, do we ever.
Meanwhile, this has been such a challenge for so many little towns, but it's so important to keep them vital. So what's the game plan?
So we are the Jeanette Initiative. We're a community development organization, and we are working toward Main Street Matters designation. It's a program through the state that offers a focus on downtown business districts and their revitalization. If we get designation, that brings big dollars to town, and there are all kinds of things that we can do with that. We're focusing on several strategies that we hope will improve Jeanette sort of from the ground up. And we're hoping that that will help every level of residents, business owners, customers who both live in Jeanette and want to come and enjoy what we have here. We have all kinds of things on the table. We have nothing. We're not short on ideas at all.
Christy, let's talk about the ideas in terms of how they might visualize for someone who's taking part in all of this in Jeanette. What would they see a few years down the road?
Sure. So we have four transformative strategies that we're working toward. We want to become a more supportive location for national and international manufacturers. We want to be a celebration destination for ethnic culture, the arts, culinary delights. Like you said, we have amazing restaurants here, and we really want to lean into that. We want to lean into the things that we have here that are already strengths of ours. Jeanette's a very artistic community. We have a lot of strength in that. We want to lean into those things that we already have here that are amazing, and we want to share them with the broader community. We want to be more age and family friendly, and we want to be a center for local services that the residents that are already here can also afford. There are a lot of things that fall under those categories. We are looking to create a hospitality advisory council where our restaurants and businesses that fall under those sorts of categories can work together and promote themselves and create events that will bring people here. We want to keep our town safe and clean. We're working toward holding quarterly cleanups, developing a business resource center. That's something that I'm actually kind of interested in developing really well. That's an idea where we could create something for local entrepreneurs that are just getting started, where they could borrow things from us. They wouldn't necessarily have to buy them for themselves. For example, maybe we would have a tool library where small businesses that are just getting off the ground, maybe they don't have everything at their disposal that they might need in their business, but maybe we could fund that through through a grant and they could come and borrow it from us. We're also looking in some, you know, very basic things like beautification events, but we're also looking at broader things like developing local entrepreneurship services that could bring new businesses to town. We talk all the time about potentially opening a business incubator where small businesses could open, get on their feet, and then potentially take over one of our empty storefronts down the line. We're also looking at blight mitigation, which is obviously a hot topic in Pennsylvania for a lot of these older towns, you know, that have seen mills of one kind or another shut down. We have all kinds of ideas. We would love to, one of the main things I think that we think about all the time is getting out the good word of Jeannette. You know, the people that live here, we know what we have. We have a great town. Jeannette is an amazing place to live and work. It just is. We have such a sense of community, and people have lived here for so long, we really feel like family to each other. But outside of Jeannette, there can be a misperception about Jeannette. People don't always get the right idea about what it really is like here. And so we're focusing on making sure that people know what it really is like here and how wonderful it is, and that they should come and spend their time here.
It's too bad you're not passionate or energized about your town. I love it, though. That's what you need to do. So you have.
Well, you know, Larry, I mean, I was just looking at some pictures of downtown Jeannette on Google Maps. Talk about a place that's ripe for development. I mean, there's opportunity everywhere you look.
Everywhere. There's nothing but opportunity here. That's what I keep explaining to people, that there is literally opportunity everywhere you look. My office is right in the middle of the heart of our downtown. And every time I step out the door, if I look left, I'm looking uptown. And if I'm looking right, I'm looking downtown. And there's something everywhere. There's new businesses popping up. We just had a business open 2 days ago in the same block as my office, a nice little boutique. We have a brewery. Sobel's Brewery is open in the next block down. That has brought a ton of business to our area. People just love it. They bring a food truck in on the weekends, and they have live music almost all of the time. We have a wonderful amphitheater right in the heart of town that our Jeannette Business Association brings food trucks and bands every other week throughout the summer. There's so much happening downtown, and I think that if you don't live here, you don't always know what we have to offer. Jeanette's a great place to be. It really is. And everybody, I think the interesting thing is, I was a journalist for 25 years in Western Pennsylvania. I was the editor of the Jeannette Spirit newspaper, the weekly newspaper here, before it closed. And outside of Jeannette, I don't think people really understand how wonderful the people are here. And I've covered a lot of towns over the years. And I'll tell you, the one thing that struck me immediately about Jeannette that was different is that everybody here may be quirky, and we all have our quirks, and everybody in local government, anywhere you go, kind of has their local quirks. But in Jeannette, it's different. Everybody is working toward the same goal. We may all have different ways of wanting to get there, but we all want the same thing. We all want Jeannette to be better. We all want our kids to want to live here when they get bigger. We all want everybody to be safe and happy. Well, and that just isn't the case everywhere.
The meeting's tomorrow, 6:30 at Jeannette Public Library, then another one on October 11th, and we appreciate your time. Program Manager Christy Linden from Jeannette.
Could I say one thing? Tomorrow night's meeting is at 411 Clay Avenue, and the meeting on Saturday, October 11th, is at the library. I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. You are correct.
Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
You got it, Christy. Good luck.
Have a great day.
I'm here.
From the newsroom. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's trending, T?
Do you ever remember the going trick-or-treating and you used to get the little, pumpkins for your...
The plastic pumpkins instead of
McDonald's and Burger King. Like, those are old school memories that you would have. Like, you didn't go out with a, pillowcase, because most of the adult kids
right,
would use the pillowcases, but now they're coming back. The McDonald's has theirs, now Burger King is coming back with theirs. I think that's cute. I think the old school things is what we used to do as kids that made it exciting for the young kids. And you have grandkids, so I'm like, you know, those are the things that we used to do. I think they're exciting to have something like that come back. I don't know.
What's old is new, or what's new is old.
Yeah, it's just, it makes you remember. It takes you back. It takes you away from all of this mess that's going on, you know, around the world. You know, it's just like takes you, you start to think. Because I was like, oh my God, I remember I used to get this for my daughter. You know, my kids, I was like, they used to love a little pumpkin, you know, they used to go trick-or-treating, and right. You just have that. So I just thought, hey, take my mind away from all of this that's happening. Did you see that two people were arrested after an incendiary device found over under a local Fox TV news van in Utah?
No.
Yes. Unbelievable. Two arrested. Two suspects are in custody after an incendiary device was found under a vehicle belonging to KSTU, a local TV station known as Fox 13 News Utah. The incendiary device had been lit but failed to function as designed, according to court records obtained by CNN. Unbelievable. We have absolutely lost our way.
I don't even know what to say. How do you address that?
You just don't. But the bottom line is that things are happening. We are getting so far away from understanding each other as just people that anything incites a person to go left or right, for that matter. And there's no middle ground anymore. And I think that we really and truly need to have honest conversations about where we want how we want our lives to be and how we want our children to grow in a world that's so violent anymore.
Well, that's what's going on at the David Lawrence Convention Center, the 5th annual Eradicate Hate Summit, the global summit, and then they created this Stand for All Pittsburgh, over 20 organizations trying to make a difference.
I mean, I hope so, but we've been here before, Larry. Yeah. This isn't new. I mean, we've been here. Talk is cheap. Absolutely. It's like enough.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Enough of this, you know, talking. We could get together and we can have numerous summits, summit after summit after summit. We use money after monies, and we're here. I mean, we are in some bad. I mean, if you look, I mean, sometimes as a reporter, you try to take yourself out of being a reporter mode sometimes. And it's literally overwhelming anymore. It's like you watch the NFL and people are upset because Charlie Kirk was honored. Some NFL teams did, some NFL teams didn't, whatever. It's like, how do you move forward when we continue to see what's happening happen and there's no one trying to address it? It's your fault or my fault. It's not that. It's like, what can we do? And I think the most important thing for us today is to really have a conversation with our children, because they're the ones who are going to have to continue this, right? We're going to be long gone, and these things are still continue to happen. But this, I mean, we really need to, I mean, the schools need to have conversations. There needs to be a class in these schools, colleges, schools that are addressing how life should be when people aren't agreeing. It does not have to be like this. This is very, very, and I'm taking it. I see social media. I follow social media. It's trending with T. And yesterday I was thinking when I went home, I'm looking for topics and things that you and I could talk about. And I said to myself, you know, I try to make it as fun as possible, like when we do these things. But you look at social media, and at this particular time, I am frightened.
It can be
for my children.
Social media.
And myself as well.
It's, what former Governor Tom Corbett said last hour is the biggest contributor right now, because there's no accountability for many people. They just can say without identity.
Yes.
And that adds to the level of discord. So we'll see.
All right.
What happens?
Well, TikTok is the Trump administration. Well, that's all we care about, right?
They're
TikTok.
Back.
They're back.
They're in?
They're in. All right.
TikTok. Thanks, T.
Bye.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen just got the word that Robert Redford, very famous and accomplished actor, has passed away. And he has so many accomplishments to his credits on film and so many other things that he did philanthropically.
Yeah, he not only was a great actor, but also an Oscar-winning director. And they say in this report, I like the way they word this, the godfather for independent cinema through his Sundance Institute, which was based in Utah, and that's where he was living at the time of his death early this morning. And what's been going through my mind, Larry, are some of the great scenes from Robert Redford's performances that I can recall. And I've not seen nearly as many Robert Redford movies as most people have. Stuff like The Way We Were and Barefoot in the Park just kind of passed me by, but I remember watching Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid when I was young. Who can forget the jump off of the cliff with Paul Newman? Or in The Sting, his great performance again with Paul Newman. The Natural was really well done. A recent movie, or at least somewhat recent to me, was Spy Games with him and Brad Pitt. I thought it was a really good performance. And one after another, he just had a natural ability to get you to buy into the character he was playing, even though his look really didn't change much from one movie to the next.
That's a great way to describe his ability to, you know, in his quality acting, he made you forget who he was in a sense.
Yeah. You know, at the same time, I can understand why he was such a big star, especially with women, because, I mean, he's easy on the eyes, isn't he?
Yeah, a lot of
even
women.
In his older years, he aged. You could see a lot of wrinkling in his face, but I still think he aged well.
I met him once traveling with the University of Pittsburgh. This was back in the late 80s. We went to play BYU in Utah at Sundance, and this is the Film Institute and Ski Resort. He bought the land based on he was there filming Jeremiah Johnson, where he played this mountain man.
How could I have left that movie out of the list that I had in the story, right?
He fell in love with Utah and that place near Provo, and we went there. He had a restaurant there. So we had 10 of us who were all part of the media team and some university officials, and we were sitting at the table, and I joked, I'm sure my friend Bob will be coming in any time now. Never in my wildest dreams did I think Robert Redford would actually walk through the door, but he did, in a jean jacket and cowboy boots. And as he walked by the table, you know, gave us a little nod, and I said, hey, thanks for dinner. He said, I didn't say I was buying. But then he sat a table over from us, and he was talking about a film he was editing, The Milagro Beanfield Wars.
Oh, that turned out to be a huge success.
Even though most people probably don't remember it.
Well, I mean, in terms of the, you know, critical reviews and awards that it won, it's a great story.
So it was kind of cool to meet him, thinking, wow, this is Robert Redford. Of course, that was many years ago. That was almost 40 years ago.
That's like we're talking about that part of the country in Utah and the terrain many moons ago.
Absolutely. So Robert Redford will be no doubt remembered throughout the day and night on the national media as well.
I'm sure that a channel called Turner Classic Movies or perhaps another channel will have a tribute to Robert Redford that'll run for quite some time just to recount all the great films that he's been in.
Thank you, Paul. Another big national story, and you wonder how many cities will experience the same thing. The president said, sending troops to Memphis with details, CBS's Michael George.
From the crackdown on illegal drugs to the crackdown on crime, President Trump says he's sending federal law enforcement agents into Memphis. The president signed the memorandum establishing a Memphis Safety Task Force. He says it'll be similar to what he did in Washington, D.C., including the deployment of the National Guard. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Memphis with reaction.
Everything good for y'all today?
Good.
For 20 years, Mike Miller's owned Patrick's Restaurant in East Memphis. He's optimistic a federal task force could help make the city safer.
So you welcome the National Guard here?
Yes.
And for those who say they don't, what do you say?
This is an opportunity for us and for our city. I hope we make the most of it.
Mayor Paul Young is against it.
I want to be clear. I did not ask for the National Guard, and I don't think it's the way to drive down crime.
The Trump administration has already deployed Guard troops to Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. on a so-called mission to clean up crime. A CBS News data team review of FBI statistics show that Memphis had the highest rate of violent crime of all major U.S. cities last year. But Memphis police data shows there was a decrease in violent crime in the first 9 months of this year. Ravonda Liggins' 23-year-old son, John Ryan Ingram, was shot and killed trying to break up a fight nearly 3 months ago.
If they're going to be a buffer between them and the police to help minimize the crime, then that's a great thing.
No one is really talking about the real root issues of crime.
Amber Sherman grew up here. The lifelong activist worries federal troops could do more harm than good.
I think it's also the wrong response, of course, to what's happening in Memphis, but also ignores all the work that we've been doing over the last 2-3 years to really make sure that community members have what they need so they aren't committing crimes.
Well, President Trump didn't say just how soon we could see those troops. He did say the effort will involve more than just the National Guard. Other agencies like the FBI, ATF, even the U.S. Marshals are too being tapped for this new task force. Nicole Valdez, CBS News, Memphis.
And we'll continue to follow that story, plus the TikTok update.
Yeah, we know that there's a framework deal with China to keep TikTok in operation, announced yesterday by not only the administration, but also President Donald Trump on social media. But what we don't know are the details still. Apparently, the objective of the deal is to switch the ownership here in the U.S., but what companies are involved and whether the U.S. would have a stake in it in terms of the government in TikTok, we don't know. One report I saw this morning, Larry, said Oracle was part of a consortium that will be handling the purchase of TikTok here in the United States.
Yeah, so it's interesting how this thing keeps going and going and going.
Perhaps we'll know more Friday when the president speaks with China's leader.
There you go. China. Thank you, Paul.
Scheduled today in Utah.
We expect that the suspect will make his first appearance in court at 3 p.m. Mountain Time.
That is 5 p.m. our time, Larry. More information, by the way, is expected before that. There'll be a news conference at 2 Eastern Time.
We had heard he's been uncooperative with authorities, and they're trying to research to see if anyone else might be connected.
And we learned it just a few minutes ago that two-time Oscar winner Robert Redford has died at the age of 89.
Yeah, an incredible talent spanning multiple decades, obviously. First recollection of him was in the late 60s. The Way We Were and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid for me.
Yeah, for me, I would say that my favorite from that era would be The Sting. But I really liked some of his later work as well, including Spy Games with Brad Pitt. And Pens captain Sidney Crosby has commented on all the speculation about a possible trade.
This is where I want to be. I love it here. And
I can't keep having to answer the same question over again because of these narratives, you know, like if people want to write about that or say that, that's fine, but I can't really control that.
He part of this tradition for the Penguins delivering season tickets to a family, and as they had this conversation,
right.
He delivered the season ticket package. Now it's all electronic, so it's a matter of, you know, they bring them some swag.
It's a great tradition of going to meet their season ticket holders, but I love the part that this is like the cherry on top.
So they're talking, and then it turns out his driver is Mario Lemieux, who's sitting in the car. So they go through the whole process of the tickets. Then they KDK TV asked him the question. He answers it, and then they pan over, and that guess who the Uber driver is?
Yep, there he is sitting in an SUV taking Crosby around from one place to the next.
How cool is that?
Very.
But the bottom line for Pens fans as we get ready for the preseason to start next week is that apparently Sid is just happy being a Pittsburgh Penguin and three-time Stanley Cup champion. Hopefully he still has a chance at a fourth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.